All right. Heidelberg has the ball. And it is Trout with the ball now for Heidelberg. Comes off a screen from Peel. Back out top to Peel. Peel works into the lane. Gets it over to Miramontes. Miramontes wants an 18-foot jump shot. Has an 18-foot jump shot. That is good. 41-26 now the score. And we've got a new defender on Kota Shindo. And that's going to be Bob Tolson. They call him Little Bob in Heidelberg. Looks like Heidelberg has emptied the bench. Most of their starters have taken a seat. And they're going to let the second unit go out there and try and contain Skagway. Kota Shindo has an open look. He's double-teamed. Ball knocked out of his hands. And he is fouled by Little Bob. He blocked him over on the sideline. Claims to his coach, no, I didn't. I was just using my body. Well, yes, that's what he blocked him with. He blocked him with his body. And it looks like that it puts Skagway in the bonus. Skagway's going to go to the line shooting to Kota Shindo, the man to shoot him. Kota eyes the rim. Dribble. And misses the first free throw. Rebound fought for. Recovered by Alex Ackerman. And then the ball stripped away from Ackerman. Length of the court, Guy Sanderson has the ball now taken away by Danny Brady, given over to Kota Shindo. Kota works into the lane, tries a jump shot, misses it. Alex Ackerman on the rebound and put back. There's two more for Skagway, 41-28. 7:09 to go here in the game. And it is Guy Sanderson with the ball for the Warriors over to Miramontes. Miramontes gets it on the left-hand side to Bob Tolson, who launches up a three-point bomb. Missed badly. Rebound to Danny Brady, who is fouled. Guy Sanderson will be the man called for the foul, and Danny Brady goes to the line for Skagway, and this is where free throw shooting is going to be a big deal for the Panthers. They just missed two, but luckily were able to get a putback. Well, they didn't miss two. They missed the front end of the one-on-one, which is just the same as missing two. You didn't make two, anyway. Danny Brady, however, steps up and coolly knocks down the first of his one-on-one. 41-29 the score, a 12-point down. Second shot by Danny Brady, up and good. And Danny Brady's legs have not failed him. He is still shooting terrific from the free throw line. Nice job, Danny. 41-30 the score. And a pick by Miramontes says Danny Brady to the ground. Heidelberg working the ball all the way around the perimeter. A long bomb, way too long. However, Heidelberg is in position to get the rebound. Miramontes with a shot and rebound. Pulled down by Colt Belisle, who was slapped on the arm. And foul goes against Miramontes. That sends Colt Belisle to the line. And it is a foul-happy second unit from Heidelberg, who is in the game right now. How long will the Heidelberg coach stay with the second unit? First-year coach for Heidelberg, Sebastian Bauker. First shot by Colton up. Offer him, no good. Alex Ackerman gets the rebound, is thrown to the ground. No foul called on that one. Alex Peel, much bigger than Ackerman, and bodies him out. So Heidelberg into the forecourt, launches a three-point shot. Colton Belisle there for the rebound. It goes through his hands, unable to get it. Quick shot by Miramontes, no good. Another quick shot by Heidelberg, no good. Rebound finally brought down by Danny Brady. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. That was about four offensive rebounds in a row for Heidelberg, and Skagway's got to do a better job of controlling the defensive glass. Kota goes around a pick, is stuck inside a triple team, and forced into a jump ball scenario. It will be Skagway basketball on the jump. Brady now to inbound the ball for Skagway. Quickly gets it into Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman drives the hole. His shot up, no good, off glass. A nice slashing move by Ackerman. He's got those long arms, just unable to control it. And Heidelberg gets into the forecourt. Their shot, no good. It was a layup opportunity for Robert Moore-Needenshaw, but he missed it. Now Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway, and that was a crazy play. Danny Brady just got run over setting a pick, and no call by the officials on that. That is a foul. You've got to be able to control your body in this game. And Danny Brady is limping pretty severely now. They're not taking him out of the game. They're not stopping play to let him come out. The officials have kind of blown it in my books here. A terrible no call by the officials as Danny Brady is hurt and limping significantly. And now he's going to be substituted for. It will be Wyatt Belisle checking in for Danny Brady. Wyatt seeing his first action of the game. Miramontes inbound for Heidelberg. Gets it over to Peel. His shot up, no good. Alex Ackerman there for the rebound. Knocked out of his hand. Over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle's got an opening. Goes length of the court. Loses the ball on the way up. His shot, no good. They're going to call a foul. And that would be a makeup call by the officials. Because nobody touched him on the way up. But that is a makeup call. And a little late for that one. But, you know, makeup call's a makeup call. What are you going to do? You're going to miss one every night. That was, by the way, Alex Peel. Alex Peel. That went over. Marcus Brady. He was a big fella. All right, first shot up by Colton is good. 41-31 the score. And if he can make the second one, that gets it back down to the halftime deficit. Second one up, no good. Rebound spot for control by Heidelberg. And Heidelberg wants to attack. One on three. And they get it back out top. Miramontes now with the ball for Heidelberg. He launches a 28-footer. Crazy shot. No coach could be happy with that one, but his coach doesn't seem to be bothered by it. Odoshindo has the ball for Skaggs. Picked by Stephen McKnight. Gives Coda an opportunity to drive into the lane, and he is fouled quickly in the lane. 4:32 to go, and Heidelberg is letting Skaggs hang around in this. Coaching maneuver, trying to get some of his young kids some tournament-style play. Odoshindo goes to the line. His first shot up, no good, off the back of the rim. Coda, not happy with himself on that one, looks up at the sky and goes, how did I miss? Where did I miss? He's been working hard to get open here this afternoon. But his legs look a little tired. Pretty terrific free throw shooter in his right. Knocks down the second one. 41-32 the score now. 4.5 to go. A 9-point lead for Heidelberg Warriors. And Odoshindo bothering the ball. Gets the steal, and he's going length of the court. Lays it up and in. Great play by Coda. It is now a 7-point game. Skaggs is in this basketball game. And Miramontes brings the ball up into the forecourt. Elbows Coda, gets him off, and then throws up a shot. No good. Coda comes down with a rebound. Quickly into the forecourt. They get it to Colton Belisle. Colton wants to work in. His layup, no good. Skaggs fights for the rebound. No, comes down to Heidelberg. That would have brought it to 5. Heidelberg comes the other way, misses a layup. And ball goes to Coda. If Coda hustles, he's got numbers, but he doesn't see it. So he takes the ball slowly over half court. And Coach Lesh calls a timeout with 3:43 to go. 41-34. This would be a great time for Skaggs to get a bucket. Looking at some of the numbers now, Alex Ackerman is into the scoring column for 6. Stephen McKnight's got a bucket. Danny Brady's got a couple made free throws. Colton Belisle has a couple boards, a couple made free throws, and a bucket. And Odoshindo leading the way with 12, 15. He's got 17 points so far tonight. He's in on the steals column. He's in on the rebounding column. Dakota playing an all-around terrific game while being harassed defensively by a game Heidelberg squad. And their concept is to put a man inside Coda's jersey so Coda can't get the basketball. It has been effective. It proved effective in the third quarter. But now Skaggs has made a run as Heidelberg put their second unit in. Alex Ackerman going to inbound the ball for Skaggs. Want to get Coda open. Get the ball to Coda. Coda is fouled 3 times. No call. Falls down. Travels with the ball. as he slides after being pushed to the ground. 41-34 the score, 3:39 on the clock. Heideberg brings the ball over the half court. Miramontes has it now for Heideberg. Gets it over to Alex Peel. Alex Peel nicely into the lane. Passes the ball over on the left side to Guy Sanderson, whose shot attempt is blocked out of bounds by Ackerman. And a nice block by Ackerman. And it looks like all the starters are coming back in for Heideberg. Their first unit coming back onto the floor. Will they be tired? Will they be tight? Will Skagway be able to come back from the 7-point deficit? 3.5 to go. There's plenty of time to make up 7 points. Peel gets the ball into Eagle. Dap up top to Nix. Nix fakes a 3-point shot. Gets Coda up in the air. Doesn't take the 3-point shot. Instead passes over to Trout. Trout shot no good. Ball out of bounds off Skagway. Peel sets inbound the ball now for Heideberg. Gets it into Nick. Out top to Sidney Warren Edenshaw. His shot up, no good. Rebound by Peel. Oh, and a beautiful rebound by Peel. He gets the ball back up to the top of the circle, and a timeout called by the Heideberg coach. Good timeout called by Heideberg. 3:10 to go. They're in a dogfight. They didn't think they were going to be in a dogfight, but they're in a dogfight here. The Skagway Panthers. I don't want to say a cat fight, but you know the Skagway Panthers. Anyway, who's going to win? The Warriors or the Panthers? Warriors have the 7-point lead with 3:10 to go. They've got their first unit back into the game, their second unit unable to control the lead. Skagway has come out to play here tonight, and it looks like Danny Brady's feeling better and is going to check into the game now for Skagway in for Wyatt Belisle. The scores table is not going to allow the substitution on the timeout, because it was a timeout called by Heideberg, apparently. And Peel definitely found the ball now for Heideberg. Get into Nick. Nick, I'm sorry, gets it into Trout. Trout gets it up top to Nick. Nick likes the 25-footer, takes it, misses it. Coda Shindo there for the rebound. Coda looks to work the ball over the half court. A no-look pass, gets it to Colton. And a timeout now by Scott Lesh of Skagway. He wants to get Dan Brady into the game on this offensive segment. A little cat mouse now. Being played by the coaches. 41-34. 7-point game with 2:53 left to go. Skagway has a chance for the upset against the higher seeded Heideberg varsity boys. Fascinating game so far. Heideberg ranked third in our conference. Skagway ranked sixth. This would be an upset. Word of Skagway to be able to come back and pull this thing off. Coach Liss set up a play. Alex Ackerman will be the inbounder. Lubashindo comes across, gets the ball. Man-to-man defense now by Heideberg, leaving Coda open for the three-point bomb. Misses it. Rebound controlled by Heideberg. Nick Nix up into the forecourt. Is passed over to Eagle Staff. Gets it right back to Nick. Nix is going to launch that 24-footer. Misses another one. Stephen McKnight there for the rebound. Is unable to get the outlet pass and is fouled while trying to do so. Great play by Stephen McKnight there for the rebound. Terrific rebound. And he's trying to get the ball out to Coda. Able to finally do it, but fouled in the process. So Stephen McKnight goes to the line, shooting 2 for Skagway. This could pull the game to within 5 points. What an interesting maneuver by the Heideberg coach, pulling his first unit out of the game in the fourth quarter with a 13-point lead. First shot up, no good by Stephen McKnight. Rims out. Shot by McKnight up and good. It is a 6-point ball game now, 41-35. Skagway has all the momentum here late in the game. Sidney Warren Edenshaw has the ball on the left hand side, is dribbling, trying to work on Alex Ackerman, who stays with him. His shot up, no good. Rebound put in on the weak side Nobody there to box out on the weak side. He gets the ball and puts it back in. And Danny Brady has the ball now for the Panthers. 43-35 now the score. Odoshindo has the ball on the right side. Works off a Stephen McKnight pick. Stops, pops from three. Doesn't hit it. And when Skagway starts settling for jump shots, that's when trouble happens. Dakota was red hot still. That would be one thing. But when he just starts taking long bombs, bad for any team. Heidelberg has the ball. Skagway's got to start thinking about fouling with a minute 39 left to go. Trout has it now on the left-hand side. Gets into the high post to Nick. Back out to Trout. Over to Edenshaw. Warren Edenshaw travels with the basketball. And that will result in a Skagway possession. A minute 30 to go. It is now an 8-point game. And Kota Shindo looking to get the ball inbound. Having a hard time finding somebody open. Throws it long for Danny Brady, who tracks it down. Goes into the forecourt. Throws up a pump fake and is fouled. No. A timeout called by head coach Scott Lesh. A minute 26 to go with this 8-point deficit. Head coach Lesh calls a timeout so that Danny Brady wasn't stuck with the ball. Didn't turn the ball over. Terrific timeout by Lesh. So a minute 26. How is Skagway going to put 8 points on the board in a minute and a half? Well, first of all, they're going to have to try and foul Heidelberg whenever Heidelberg gets the ball. They've got to elongate this game. It will be ugly if it happens. Or they've just got to steal the ball from Heidelberg. Because Heidelberg does not have a shot clock. We don't have a shot clock in this league. There is no incentive for them to shoot the ball so they can pass it around the perimeter. Alex Ackerman to inbound the ball for Skagway. Shindo trying to get open. And a 5-second call called on Skagway. Nobody else moved for Skagway. And that's not a good sign. No time off the clock is the only positive in this scenario. Nick has it for Heidelberg. Gets it over to Sidney Warren Edenshaw, who's dribbling against Brady. Back up to Nick. Back over to Edenshaw. Edenshaw now on Ackerman. Ackerman defending him tough. Warren Edenshaw brings it into the lane. Shoots the shot. Misses it badly. Rebound gets pulled down by Peel. Another shot goes up, and before the rebound could be decided, an official calls a timeout on the floor as Stephen McKnight got hit pretty hard in the head. He's holding the back of his head, and he looks like he's in some pain, some significant pain. We don't know who got the ball, and apparently the officials are going to have to call a jump ball situation, or they've got a different idea. Nope, they're just going to give it to Heidelberg. When in doubt, give it to Heidelberg. That's problematic from my standpoint. Nobody had the ball. But it was time to get Stephen McKnight out of the game so we could have a seat on the sideline. Looks like we're going to go get some ice for him. Heidelberg has the ball and the lead with 45 seconds now to go, and Skagway has elected not to foul on the court. So they're just going to play straight-up defense. Nick Nix tries to force one down into the post, and Colton Belisle steps in, knocks it away, and finally a foul is called as Danny Brady and Wyatt Belisle were trapping Roger Trout, but Danny reached, and a foul is called. 33 seconds now, 43-35 the score, and Trout gets the ball over to Nick, back to Warden Edenshaw. Pardon me, back to Trout, back to Warden Edenshaw. And Warren Edenshaw's working on Kota Shindo. Kota, given everything he has in this game, unable to steal the ball quite yet. Nope. Back up to Nick. And they are now definitely content in running the ball out. As Skagway gave Heidelberg everything that they could ask for in a game tonight, Skagway showed up to play, showed up with a new defensive scheme, and held this one to just an 8-point game. But we're not able to overcome a late rally in the second quarter by Heidelberg. That's what put them over the top.